Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetess Patricia Williams. I greet each of you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for tuning in so faithfully every week, hearing what God has to say, exploring the different topics that we are discussing. If you would like to go on my website and see some more encouraging inspirations, you can go to www.patriciajwilliams.com. That's www.patriciajwilliams.com. Also, you can visit my online store where there's various books that I have written. And also, excuse me, I have a teaching message as well. And you can also patronize as well. And also, if you would like to obtain a copy of the various topics that we have, go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Scroll through the archives and look at the many discussions, topics, and discussions that me and Apostle AJ have discussed by the leading of the Holy Ghost. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And if you have a topic that you would like to discuss, you can email me at Faith is the key. That's one word. Faith is the key. 47@gmail.com. That's Faith is the key. 47@gmail.com. You can even drop your prayer request as well. Or you can even tell me what topic you would like and we will pray about it. And we will definitely do it. And also, if you would like to join in our live show, because from 5:30 to 6, we are live. After that, it goes into the archives. You can call in with your prayer requests, with your comments, or just to listen in at 319-527-6072. 319-527-6072. So, let us go into the lesson on today. Today we're going to talk about the importance of first fruits. You know, since this is the beginning of the year, and many people are fasting, and I'm praying for those who are fasting, many people give their first fruits at the beginning of the year. Really, you don't have to do it at the beginning of the year. You can do it all year round. But it's something about that beginning of the year, the importance of your first fruit. You are setting the tone for the rest of the year. Listen to me well. When you plant your first fruit, monetary, whatever, fruit, when you bring it to the house of God, you are setting the tone of blessings for the rest of the year. It determines how you want God to move in your life just by that first fruit. Good evening, Apostle.
Good afternoon. How are you, woman of God?
I'm doing well, doing well. Glad to have you on once again. We are discussing the importance of the first fruit. And I was telling them how at the beginning of the year, that's when most people, they do their fasting and present their first fruit to the house of the Lord and stuff. And then I was telling them that a first fruit sets the tone of how you want God to bless you for the rest of the year. And it just sets the tone on how your life is going to be for the rest of the year. So I just want you to explain to the people the importance of the first fruit unto God.
Woman of God, I'll start off by saying that to a lot of people who are saved and have a relationship with Yahweh God, mm-hmm. they understand that the first fruit is not only it's not only the start of a new year, but it's actually mm-hmm. the start of continuous obedience. One mm-hmm. thing I know for a fact, woman of God, is that I've never been in a position when I, you know, long as I've had a relationship with Yahweh, I've never been in a position where it was a struggle to give God my first fruit, whether it be of my service, whether it be of a seed, or whether it be of an offering. I always challenge our local church at the beginning of the year, woman of God, to give a first fruit seed. And the reason why I challenge them to give that first fruit seed is because it sets the tone for how the rest of the year ago. A lot of people think when you talk about first fruit seed, you're automatically talking about paying your tithe and giving your offering. Not necessarily the case. And the reason why it's not necessarily the case is because the tithe belongs to the Lord. And offering, we understand the principle of giving offering. When you give your first fruit, woman of God, I believe with all my heart that it is a willful sacrifice and it's something that teaches you obedience. Now, to a lot of people, it might be something that will stretch them too hard. But for those who actually have a relationship with Yahweh God, it comes easy, woman of God. And and the reason why I say it comes easy, because like I was reading the other day in the book of Nehemiah, when it said how we obligate ourselves to bring the first fruits of our ground and the first fruits of all the fruits of every tree year by year to the house of the Lord. So when you give your first fruit, it is, you understand it's bigger than an obligation. It's a covenant. It's an agreement. It's mandatory because spiritually it sets the tone for you by doing something either physical or doing something spiritual.
Yes. Because, and you said it at the beginning of the conversation that people get the tithes mixed up with the first fruit. Man of God, do you feel like they are not being taught enough about the first fruit? Because really, we don't hear about it until the beginning of the year.
Absolutely.
Compared to being a tithe.
Right. And a lot of people, woman of God, and it's not their fault that they don't hear it, but we're not actually at a teaching point because we are scared to stretch the people. Now, I'm not a Cash App preacher. Hear me good when I say that.
Come on now.
I'm not a Cash App preacher. But I do believe and this might be crazy to some, and this might be crazy to not crazy to others, but I do believe teaching the people of God the principle of sowing into not only their faith, but sowing back into themselves to get a return. When you sow your first fruit, that is not for me. That is for you and God, because that's like an inside of yourself. That's an investment inside of your faith. Some preachers, and I call them Cash App preachers, they turn around and they talk about always giving a seed, giving a seed, giving a seed, but they're stretching the people, woman of God, without teaching them principle. They're teaching them they're teaching them word of seed, but they're not teaching them principle of the first fruit. When you call for a first fruit offering inside of the church or first fruit seed, that is literally like you calling the remnant together and planting seed all together in the ground and watching it grow. It's activation. It's corporate.
Yeah.
But anybody who feels that they're not getting taught enough about it should get under somebody who understands not only their biblical rights, but understands the principles of first fruit and show you how much it goes deeper than tithes and offering. Tithes and offering, it might sound crazy to some, but being a tithe payer, me and my wife was laughing at this the other day. I don't consider tithes something that I just do. Woman of God, I put it on my list of bills.
Yes.
Like literally.
Okay.
I know.
Yes.
And it's the very first thing I do. And the reason why I do it that way is because if I can make my light bill a habit, I can make my tithes a habit.
Come on now.
If I can make my water a habit, I can make my offering a habit. The same
yes.
principle. When you give a first seed, when you call a first fruit seed, you're teaching the people even bigger than habits. You're teaching them principles, how to invest inside themselves and how to constantly grow. But if you're not around folks who don't understand that, don't penalize them, because you don't want somebody
that's
explaining
right.
it to you that don't understand it
that's
either.
Right.
Just get somewhere where you can get understanding.
That is so true, man of God. That is so true. I mean, it's okay to have mentors and
mm-hmm.
things like that, or just read about it, or I'm really just, expand your spiritual knowledge. Expand it.
Yeah.
I mean, just go out there, just get it. And man of God, is it habit just to give it every beginning of the year? Or can you just give it throughout the year?
Woman of God, I challenge the people of God, and this is just me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say it like this. You're an advocate on social media. I'm an advocate on social
mm-hmm.
media. But
yeah,
it's
right.
a lot of things that I do, woman of God, as a leader. And it's a lot of things that I do as somebody who cover people that do not make
mm-hmm.
it to Facebook. Because I
right.
find that that some of what's done is spectatorism. And I hate
yeah.
to say it like this. Some of it what's done is spectatorism.
Yeah.
And I believe
yeah.
that you undress yourself. It's when you're a prophet, I believe there's
mm-hmm.
only certain ways you are to undress yourself before the people. That's,
right.
that's just me. It's a lot of
right.
things that do not make it to Facebook. With me.
Right.
And the reason why
right.
I don't make it to Facebook is because some things are intimate and some things are sacred. But what I
right.
will say is I challenge the people of God every 3 months, or as we call
mm-hmm.
the calendar, every quarter.
Yeah.
I challenge
yeah.
the people of God every 3 months to activate their first fruit seed. Now,
mm-hmm.
to some, they probably scared to do that because they too busy playing Pimp My Ride throughout the year. You understand what I'm saying?
yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, so
uh-huh.
it's kind of hard for them to say, you know, it's kind of hard for them to say, okay, y'all, let's deal with the first fruit mm-hmm. seed after, you know, they just hit people up $500-$600 on Cash App. You
yeah.
know, so,
okay.
I mean, it's kind of hard. you know, how do we transition from me begging to get my bills paid? Then transition to show the people of God, now this is for them.
Mm-hmm. Right. That is so true. And man of God, wouldn't you say some of the problems is for those who do believe in it, some of their problem is that's why they are lacking in their spiritual life as well as their natural life, because of the law of not presenting the first fruit of the year, or whenever God tells them to plant the seed, wouldn't you say that's how come some of them may be lacking what they need in their spiritual
absolutely,
walk?
Woman of God. Absolutely. And you know what? You said a mouthful when you said that, because sometimes these people don't even know that they're lacking. And they feel
yeah.
like they have more than enough, because
mm-hmm.
that's all they're getting from their pastor, or that's all they're getting from their leader or their mentor, or whatever the case may be. Problem,
right.
you know, with that woman of God, and this is what my people understand about me. This is what my wife understands. This is what my sons
mm-hmm.
and daughters understand. I never stop being a student of the game. And the reason
that's
why
it.
I say it like that is because when God gives me fresh revelation, you get the fresh revelation. When he gives
mm-hmm.
me fresh authorization, you get fresh authorization. So
right.
It's very important, especially in this season, some of us who
mm-hmm.
think we're not lagging, some of us, woman of God, who think, you know, we make six figures. Some of us, woman
mm-hmm.
of God, you know, we have our home. We have our cars.
Yeah.
You know, we go to church. We're tithing. And they don't even realize
right.
that some of them are still lacking. And the reason why they're
right.
lacking is because they're not actually activating all of their offers and all of their benefits.
Right.
And it's half of it is the preacher fault and half of it is the people fault. Because if you don't put the demand, if you don't put the demand on the people are never growing.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side of the script, if you don't put the demand back on the preacher, then the preacher won't grow.
That's it. That's it. And it's sad to say, some of them already think they don't need it anymore because they have arrived.
Right.
<You know? laughs> And some
oh,
of
yeah.
them motives are wrong when it comes to it because they're looking at it and say, this is extra money for the beginning of the year. They're not telling the people why they are planning it, you know, and why, you know, it is very, very important, not only for to do it at the beginning of the year, but do it often when God tells you, because because your seed, it can get you out of so many things, even though we can get blessed spiritually, but it can deliver you out of so many things. Even your loved ones, anybody you love, that seed can really deliver them. So it's very important for to teach people about how to plant, and then especially, man of God, where to plant.
Yeah.
Where to plant, because that makes a huge difference, where to plant. So, man of God, you have any last words for the people?
Understand, and I say this with all due diligence, in order to get the people of God where we need to get the people of God at, we're going to have to teach them how to cross over. If they don't
yes.
cross over, we're not crossing over. If we're not
right.
crossing over, they're not crossing over. So understand
right.
that when we cannot make it when it's time to show the people of God and teach them the principles of first fruit, we cannot
mm-hmm.
we cannot make it anything about us as the preacher.
Right.
Or make it anything
right.
about seeding to us. But we have to put
mm-hmm.
the demand back on the people to show them
mm-hmm.
how to make fertile ground for themselves from the get-go. Now,
right.
woman God, I'm not teaching nobody about first fruit that don't even believe in tithing or believe in
come
offering.
Come on now.
You know,
okay.
I'm not doing it. And the reason
no,
why I'm not doing it is because,
mm-hmm.
because you're not honoring the covenant. So if you're not honoring
no.
the covenant, why would I cross you over and take you to the promised land? You know, so for those
exactly.
of you preachers who not teaching the principles of first fruit, get somewhere and learn. Just learn, for if not for your prideful self, learn for the people you cover, or learn for
exactly.
you know, or learn for those that you pastor, so that way they can have a better understanding. Because I hate to submit this to anybody who listening to us tonight and gonna listen to the archives. We all supposed
mm-hmm.
to still be in the game. We all supposed
yes.
to all still be learning. I learn
mm-hmm.
something new every day, woman of God. And when I lay before
mm-hmm.
God, I learn something new every day when I crack that Bible open. Same way.
Yes.
Learn so you can expound it and bless the people.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, man of God. This is very knowledgeable. And I do encourage, if you miss anything, please go back and listen at the archives. The man of God has really put out some very, very important points. So until next Thursday at 5:30 p.m., everyone be blessed and be safe. Thank you, man of God. You have
Amen.
A blessed
God bless.
Week. I bless you.
presence in this place.